While there is a lot of buzz about the cloud, there's also some haze in people's minds about what exactly is the cloud and how can it simplify IT for my organization. Those are a few of the questions we're going to address on this episode of Connection Point. I am your host, James Hilliard. Today, we're talking with VMware, learning a bit more about how VMware fits into cloud computing and some innovations that provide choice and flexibility in a cloud computing infrastructure. Joining me today is Anthony Rizzo. He is a VMware Channel Systems engineer. He joined VMware in 2005. He's a 22-year veteran of the IT industry, diverse background in x86 platform engineering, networking, and x86 virtualization. Anthony, really appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you, James.
I mentioned, and we all know it, cloud computing, it is the big buzzword these days in IT, but there are some mixed opinions about what cloud computing really is. What I want to hear from you and kind of set the stage for our conversation now is define what is, in your mind, in VMware's mind, what is the cloud?
Well, the cloud is actually a new spin on what you might think of as conventional thinking or, you know, conventional offerings in the field today. Years ago, maybe between 8 and 10 years ago, we had service providers offering applications from their infrastructures to their customers. We call those application service providers. And so that evolved. Eventually, the infrastructures and the technologies behind those infrastructures evolved so that we could offer more than just an application from a service provider's infrastructure. So now we're getting evolving towards these ubiquitous, we'll say, clouds, because we don't necessarily know what's in them, but these ubiquitous infrastructures that can offer more than just an application. Okay, today we call it software as a service when we offer an application. Now we're offering more. We're offering platform as a service. We're offering development tools to customers. We're providing the, again, ubiquitous platforms for developing custom applications.
And the cloud's not going to stop. It continues to grow, as you've, I think, nicely illustrated there. How does VMware really fit into then the whole arena here and support cloud computing?
So where VMware fits most inherently is in another type of service offering we can get from the cloud, and that is what we call IT as a service or infrastructure as a service. Because VMware abstracts the physical resources of an infrastructure, allows us to dynamically allocate resources to our applications through way of virtual machines, we now can provide those self-healing, dynamic, and very flexible and standardized infrastructures that we need to provide consumption-based services to our customers.
Let me do this, Anthony. In my years as a technology reporter and host, oftentimes people have adopted technology without knowing they've adopted technology. And I think the same is true for cloud computing. People are using it, but they don't necessarily know they're using it. What types of cloud infrastructures are currently available to organizations that are using that might not really know and call it cloud computing and might not be part of their cloud computing initiative at their organization?
So that's absolutely true. In fact, you're showing your seasoning in the industry. What we know as a cloud, or I would say the obstacle to the cloud, is conventional wisdom. Many customers are using VMware vSphere or VMware Infrastructure 3 or 3.5, and essentially by doing that abstraction, they are using a form of cloud computing. In fact, they are in their first phases or steps toward building an internal cloud for their organization.
Anthony, you just brought up the idea of an internal cloud. There are three types of clouds I think a lot of people have heard about: internal, private, and public. Can you give me the Cliff Notes version, kind of the one or two liner for each one of them and what they are, how they might differ from each other?
Sure. Well, an internal cloud is really a customer's internal private network, all right, or private infrastructure. That's the infrastructure that the customer owns. That's the one that they've got the investment in. That's the one that they have their own IT staff to maintain. And that's usually based on a virtualization platform, right? Typically VMware vSphere. A public cloud is owned by a service provider. And a public cloud takes into consideration, it's more of a consumption-based, utility-based model. And it takes into consideration self-service provisioning, stewardship, reporting of security utilization, reporting of performance, and it has more enhanced or more robust management capabilities to maintain high levels of SLAs and service. A private cloud is a federation of the internal cloud with the public cloud. So what we're doing there is we're tying together the enterprise's virtual infrastructure with one or more service providers' infrastructures, maybe for redundancy or disaster recovery. And we're using different types of approaches to security, different types of approaches to virtualization, and different approaches to providing portability of virtual machines, of applications and services between those clouds as needed.
Hey, Anthony, no conversation about cloud computing is complete unless we talk about security. I still hear from IT pros, and usually it's coming down from their executives asking the IT department for kind of proof about the cloud. Is it secure? Someone comes to you, someone comes to VMware and says, we're worried about the security of the cloud. What do you say to them?
Well, the clouds are secure. If you look at basically, if you look at all the application service providers that we used to consider, if you look at the Amazons, the Googles, and all the other cloud providers, what we're really hearing in terms of security, the concerns about security are, what are you doing inside that cloud? I need to know. But that whole discussion is counterintuitive to the whole concept of a cloud. Cloud is ubiquitous in nature. So really, what we need to start seeing from service providers, public service providers or public cloud providers, are statements on their security certifications and guarantees and reports to their customers that ensure that security. But the security is there. The technology is there. And the methodologies are there. They may be different for different providers, but the methodologies are there. So I'd say to most consumers of cloud services, that the clouds are very secure. It's all a question of being able to let go sometimes of what you practice internally in your organizations in terms of security and trusting a third party to manage your applications.
Sure, makes sense. VMware, the company's been out there on the leading edge really shaping the cloud, what it is becoming here. As it evolves, what are some of those key enhancements and value that VMware brings to the cloud for most organizations?
Well, again, at the foundational level, it's the efficiency of the use of resources. Okay, we're abstracting physical resources, and we're making sure that we're getting the most utilization out of those resources. Okay, and we're also providing inherently in our platforms the business continuity and availability that it would otherwise take a very large investment in complex tools to build in. Okay, additionally, what VMware is doing is opening up to industry standards and providing application programming interfaces so that we can build a standardized ecosystem around management, around automation, around security, around those efficiencies so that, you know, we have more choice and flexibility for our customers. Typically today in the cloud community, say you're going with an Amazon or a Google or a Salesforce or a Zoho, you build your applications or you use the applications or base your organization's business on those applications, you're basically locked into those applications. You can't go from one cloud provider to another without exercising a lot of activity around porting your data to the new applications. In a vCloud or a VMware cloud environment, basically you have a lot more portability because you're moving all of the services all the way down from IT as a service, the platform as a service, to software as a service. You're able to move that entire infrastructure from cloud to cloud as long as that cloud is built on the same type of standardized infrastructure.
So, Anthony, how does an organization go about developing a strategy for cloud computing? We said earlier, some people may be experiencing the cloud and not really know it, but for those that really are coming down the line saying, okay, we're going to have a strategy, we're moving towards the cloud, how do they put that strategy in place?
Well, the key to a strategy is understanding the requirements for the strategy. You need to understand what the business is trying to accomplish. You need to understand their business constraints, you need to understand their technological constraints, and how the clouds can augment those constraints. And you need to make sure that you're working with services professionals, you know, consultants that really understand not only the cloud, but the technologies that go into the cloud, right? If you're going to build a private cloud, you need to have an internal cloud. You need assistance with that, okay? Not every organization really is that adept at building the infrastructures, the virtual infrastructures that are needed for a fully fledged internal cloud that will support a private cloud. So you need to work with a service professional. And again, that service professional is going to help you understand the business, how to apply the technology to the business, and then how to apply the overall private cloud infrastructure and its capabilities to serving that business.
How does an organization determine when it's time for public cloud and that type of model?
Well, there's different cases for that, depending on the type of organization. There are smaller businesses that can't maintain their own infrastructures, or it's very costly for them to maintain their own infrastructures. They don't have their own IT staff. So they might want to go with a full-blown public cloud offering, right? Keep everything off-premise and just go with that utility-based, consumption-based model. Then you have enterprises that may want to burst out to the cloud, right, for additional resources instead of purchasing resources for short-term use. Or you may have enterprise organizations that, you know, decide, hey, you know, I'm purchasing a new company. We're doing data center migrations. We're doing consolidations of multiple data centers. We need a swing environment. Lots of different business cases for this. Really, again, it comes down to the business need. There are a number of different reasons for this, and I think we're going to, as clouds develop, we're going to be discovering new cases for it. But ideally, what's happening here is we're lowering the amount of liability investment in IT, the amount of effort that it's going to take for organizations to maintain IT by providing these services through third-party organizations or service providers.
Hey, Anthony, with those tips and recommendations, that's where I'm going to wrap things up. I really want to thank you for joining me today.
Well, James, thanks for having me. It was a really nice experience, and I hope it was helpful.
I believe it was, Anthony, and again, I appreciate you being on board with me today. Also want to thank all of our listeners for being here. If you are interested in leveraging a cloud model to benefit your organization and you want to learn more about how VMware technologies can help you realize your goals, turn to the PC Connection family of companies serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises. Their team has the technical expertise, the professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organization. You can contact your account manager to learn more about engaging their support of their on-staff experts when planning your next IT project. To learn more, go online. govconnection.com/VMware is the best link for you. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.